Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I want to know, what would you say is the next thing that I call you to complain about? I'm just curious.
Wait, you?
Yeah.
Probably your ass pimple.
Is your best friend telling you everything? Or are they a fake asshole?
What is the stupidest fucking idea Cecil has ever had?
If Summer was to murder you in a homicidal rage,
have you seen your best friend, Penrod?
Ellis, why would you say that?
For the record.
Oh, so she got the poo on the face.
It's absolutely foul.
Chaos.
The reason this one is hard is because I immediately have something, but I don't know that she would be honest with herself.
Wrecked people wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people
wreck people.
Really, truly, everyone fucking ignore me. I'm on something today. I don't know what
it is.
We
know what we've been
You're all
drinking.
Gonna have to fucking just follow along, and you'll see what the fuck happens by the end of the show. Welcome to Get Wrecked!
Welcome! I am Coco.
I'm Eric.
And I just want to welcome you to this game show where we hurt our own feelings and embarrass our guests to answer you bitches' most savage fucking questions.
That's right. We make our lives worse so yours can get just a little bit fucking better.
Just a little bit, though. Not a lot. We don't want everybody doing just that much better than we are.
Yeah, true. You're our competition, honestly. If you're new here, turn that sweet ass right back around to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you found this podcast on and hit that follow button so you can be the first person to see the podcast when it airs every Tuesday. I told you about my theory that all boys are gay, right? that straight people
right
don't
now.
Fucking exist, that they're an urban legend.
I mean, I would have to agree with that statement, but like, why? Where did you come up with this theory?
You know, let's break it down. We live in a patriarchal society.
Patriarchal?
Men are all over each other. And we have to just assume that some of that is just a lust. Like all of these, this mm-hmm. bromance thing, mm-hmm. it's actually just, you just want to bone each other.
All they were doing back in the day was painting nude photos of
men.
Nude
or there's painting
sculptures.
Nudes. just
and
painting
why
nude
are
pictures.
The dicks? The dicks are always so specifically sculpted. I have seen so
there's
many accurate
there's
ball
so much
sacks
detail.
Just from
there's
sculpture.
So much accuracy. Mm-hmm. I can see the veins. Mm-hmm. And I can see the little fucking warts.
Wait, what do you
think
when
exactly
you see a naked
on,
man?
Wait, when I see any naked man?
Like when a man that you like who you love Chris Pine. If Chris Pine were to drop trousers right now in front of you. But like even like dick out right there, you would still be like
I would have a heart palpitation. You'd have to take me straight to the fucking hospital.
No.
Yes, there's no such thing as straight men, like totally straight men. I could not be more gay. There's really just not a way. I just don't think it's possible for me to get further on the Kinsey scale.
Right.
Do you know what path I do want to go down though? The road
it.
I want to travel. I want to go down the path where we destroy our listeners. We do love you all.
Yeah,
but,
thank God. Let's go.
There comes that time every week when we have to wreck you.
In every man's life.
In every man's life. It comes a time where they need to be wrecked. And that time is now. Do you want to start us off?
Okay. This one actually really spoke to me spiritually. So she says, my boyfriend tells me that he doesn't mind that I have small boobs, but I mind. And I think I'd feel like I was a badder bitch if I got a boob job. Is it worth it?
Okay.
I know.
Okay, I love this one. First of all, fuck your boyfriend.
Wait,
I know
wait,
I just got through talking about how I.
He was
I
so
love, I know how I. Well, I know how I love talking about how much I love men. But in reality, I love that he's supportive, but it has nothing to fuck to do with him. It has everything to do with you and how you feel about your fucking body.
Fuck.
And
up.
How you want your body to fucking look. Like, it's nice if he would like to add his fucking 2 fucking cents into the little pot, but you didn't ask for it and you didn't fucking need it. Well, you think you look like a bad fucking bitch? If you got a boob job, get them titties done. Get them
Get
done.
Get them titties done. Everybody needs a gay boyfriend. Everybody needs a gay boyfriend. Because I thought that I would give my boyfriend a blowjob just for saying that to me. I thought that was so
sweet. Nah, bitch, you don't deserve
shit. Step the fuck up. Don't tell me what you think I should and shouldn't do. I don't give a fuck what you think about my titties. They're my titties.
Right. If I had titties and if I was a woman and if my boyfriend was like, I think that's a great idea. I'd be like, okay, that's nice. This was a rhetorical question, ho. I wasn't actually asking you for your fucking opinion.
But at the same time,
I'm about to get this shit done if I want to or not.
What if he said, oh, you want a boob job? Okay, I support you. Then I would be like, are you telling me that I have small boobs? Are you telling me that I have small boobs?
But you're also a fucking psycho. So, like, I'm going to take that with a grain of fucking salt.
I would call you on the phone 5 minutes
crazy.
Fully in tears. I left him. I packed him all in my bags. He told me that I was ugly. He told me he never wanted to be with me again. It's done.
He told me I was a 2. He said that I have concave boobs.
I had concave breasts.
Okay, so what the fuck are we doing today? Here's the thing. Everyone loves their fucking friends. Everyone has fucking drama with their fucking friends.
When I was younger, if a bitch told me to my face what was going on, I'd be pissed. And now that I'm older, if we don't bicker
it's a sign
every
of true
once
friendship.
In a while, I know that we're fighting. Like, why
we're
aren't
fighting.
We?
If we're too because nice to each other, I'm like,
I'm
we're
not,
fighting.
What?
Real friends talk shit to each other. And,
it goes like
and
this.
You guys know
bitch, you
the
were being
truth
snippy
about
today.
Each other.
If I said to you, bitch, you were being snippy today, what would you say?
This is a sign of our fucking health. This is a sign of a healthy
fight. Right,
people,
this is a sign.
People who are too fucking nice to each other, those are the people who are in violent fights. People who are like, hey,
right.
Love you.
Exactly, because it's
a
been
great
building.
Day. Hope you're having a good day. Violent fucking fights. Violence.
Or they just like cut each other off and you're just like, what the fuck happened? You literally fell out and then you never talked about it and so you don't trust that hoe anymore. The fuck is wrong
exactly.
with you?
Exactly. What the fuck is wrong
out.
With
chill
you?
Chill out. Chill out.
Chill the fuck out. Chill out.
So we were just like, listen, you guys, we need to address this. We need to show you what healthy dynamics look like. We've found some homies that we think have one. And basically the question is this. Good friends tell you what you want to hear. Best friends tell you the motherfucking truth. Okay?
The motherfucking truth.
Is your best friend telling you everything, or are they a fake ass hoe? Okay.
The fake ass hoes. Flush them out. Flush them out.
Whittle them out. Whittle them out. We'll show you how. Let's do it right now.
We have three teams. We have three teams that were ready to see battle to the fucking death. That's right.
Battle
I said fucking death.
To the death.
Team fucking one, can you introduce your fucking selves, my ladies? 3-1.
Hi. I'm Anna from Beverly Hills, Michigan, now a resident of Los Angeles, California.
Mm. And I'm Cassie, and I also live in Los Angeles, and I don't know where I'm from.
Nice.
She's lost. She's a lost soul. Your best friend. Tell us a little tiny bit about your friendship.
Well, Cassie and I have such a fun, interesting friendship because we met at a book club through a mutual friend.
That we are no longer friends with.
Yes.
She went
drop that
ball
the weakest link.
Psycho, and we both were like, bye.
Yes.
The weakest fucking link. We love to see who survives.
Sorry.
Okay, team 2. Who the fuck are you?
Hey. Okay, I'm Jake Bistron. I'm from, well, technically I was born in Ohio, but really I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Gross.
I currently live in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Fun.
I'm Cecil Jennings. I was born in Atlanta, grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and then had a little bit of time out in Houston where I met Jake, and then moved out.
None of that. Fun. None of that is true, by the way. None of that's true. We went to high school.
Wait, that was all a lie.
I was like, wait, you didn't leave
the
fuck? In Texas.
So we went to high school together. Definitely not the best relationship in high school. Cecil was kind of in the nerdy crowd.
Great
and
start.
There's a lot of
great
funny
start.
Stories. I wasn't.
Already throwing him under the bus.
There. Mm-hmm.
Jake was in the douche crowd. Jake was in hyper douche crowd.
But that was until
hyper
junior
douche.
Year, and you'll admit that.
No, yeah,
you'll
I attest to that.
Yeah.
The drama.
And we're literally, We're literally brothers. We live in this room. Here are our bunk beds. I'm bottom bunk. He's bottom bunk. And when I was really broke, there was just one bed, and one person would sleep on the ground floor, and one person in the bed, and we'd switch off every night.
That's our origin story.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
That's really intense.
So they've struggled together.
That's lovely. You guys have gone through it.
Yeah.
That's what we like to see. Team three. Who are you?
All right.
I'm Summer. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yay. Hey, Summer.
Hey.
Hello.
And I'm Ellis. I'm from Los Angeles, but now I live in New York City, the big Snapple.
Yes, baby.
The big Snapple.
Yes. It's just me and the rats.
Ew. Wait, how'd you guys become best friends?
Ellis and I met in band, and I had a crush on him for a long time, and then I found out that he was gay, and then I had my first heartbreak, but now we're friends.
I had no idea. I was just, like, walking in a band with, like, my little stupid orange sweater as a freshman in high school or sophomore in high school. And then we both sat next to each other. And what I found out later is that we were like, I was bad at trumpet. So I sat like at the end. And Summer purposely did bad on the test so she could sit next to me because she's actually really good.
It's love.
And it was so sweet. This one's for the gays and the girls.
Do Anna and Ellis want to say anything to each other?
This should be addressed.
I don't want this publicly.
Call it
Ellis and I were lovers for a period of time. in, of course, the platonic way where you're deeply sexually passionately attracted to each other in a gay man and straight female.
It's just like that kind of passionate relationship where we're both just deep throating each other all night long, you know?
That's right. We constantly had each other's butts in each other's noses, and it's worth noting that.
All right, you dusty fucking hoes. We're gonna get into it. We want to figure out if y'all are real as fuck, or if you're some lying-ass bitches to each other. Only true friends will pass the test. We're going to go around in a circle. Whichever team gets the most points wins. It's simple. Eric,
simple?
Simple shit?
Simple as shit. Who's going to be the weakest fucking link?
All right, let's go. Eric, first question. You do it.
First question. This one is for Cassie. Cassie? Woo! Cassie. Are you ready?
Oh, okay. I was born.
What does Anna think is the most annoying thing you do?
Okay, this is chaos already. I love it. Yeah. Thing is, there are so many shallow things that I know she could say, but I bet that bit went in hard.
We love it.
Do you think it's a shallow, easy one? Did you take the easy way out?
No way. I bet she went mean. Here's the thing. This is what I bet she fucking said about me.
Let's do it.
And I want to defend myself if it's true. I bet she said it's something about, I always think that I'm right. Okay, here.
That's correct. Okay. That's fucking correct.
I can't help it if I am always right. And that's what
She called you a stubborn asshole, by the way. I want you to know that. It's my goal to destroy this friendship. She called you a stubborn asshole.
Can I speak yet?
Yes, you can speak.
Yeah.
Okay, bitch, the thing is, it's not that I'm not mad that you're always right. I'm mad that you act like you are never wrong.
Because I'm not.
You're always like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, no, Cassie, I'm trying to point something out to you. You deflect.
My favorite thing about this, though, they knew it. Look at the honesty.
You got that fucking
point.
Look at
the point. Truth.
You guys aren't fake-ass bitches. Round
You're
one, you're starting to fucking strong.
I told her I was going to answer them, honestly. I did. I did say that.
One fucking point.
Bring the honesty.
One fucking point. Coco, next.
Team two, Cecil.
Yo.
Cecil.
All right. Listen, Cecil. You are having an irrational freak out. What does Jake assume that it's about?
An irrational freakout?
This is too easy. This is too fucking easy.
Probably that when I... Oh, you know what? It's probably that, like, if I ever am, like, a superstar one day, that I'm, like, totally gonna change and be just, like, totally different.
That is fucking correct. The most specific, correct answer I've ever seen.
Yes,
the answer is whether fame is going to change him.
Yeah, this is this thing that he does. He's like, he'll sit there in his room and he's like in a fucking bad mood because he's moody all the time. I'm like, dude, why are you in a bad mood about this time? And he's like, yeah, man, like I'm just thinking about fame, like, you know, whether to get an agent. He's like, I don't know if I should get an agent because then if I get famous, it changes me. I'm like,
and it won't, guys, it won't, I promise.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there,
I'm
right?
Concerned like, about, honestly, about, I'm concerned about myself.
I'm fucking tearing up.
Like, let's get famous first. And then bitch, if you I'm become crying. A coke addict and you rob Robert Downey Jr. everything, then we'll get you to rehab.
Except
we'll
if I get famous and I freak out, it's going to be like a naked thing. I'm going to get naked on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, that's,
and I'm
yeah,
gonna start,
it's like the LSD story.
Exactly.
Summer, this is going to you, straight to you. We're going to throw it back to high school, okay?
Yes.
Look, you're suspended, all right? You're suspended. What does Ellis think it's for?
Oh!
Think to your core.
Can I say crying? Did I get suspended for crying too much? Did I cry in band? Did I cry? I'm going to say something about dancing. Maybe I...
You're kind
maybe
of...
I,
you're along the right lines.
You're on the right lines.
We can't give you a point for it this time. The correct answer was public indecency. Being not wearing clothes.
Also, I think I might have answered these questions as myself when you sent them
oh
to me.
Oh my God.
Adding up to the chaos of group three, so these like might be like my answer.
Oh
wait, okay, so this is absolute madness, Ellis. So here's the thing: you have a couple of minutes until you have to answer another fucking question.
I
need you to resend me the answers. Open it up on your iMessage for some shit.
So now we know that Ellis got suspended for public indecency.
Yeah, now we know that you're running around naked. Yeah. So you're just outing yourself. This
but I
great.
Feel like, that's no, that makes more sense. I was like,
we
when
knew
did
I
do
that?
I mean, maybe once.
And Ellis is a fucking nudist.
Maybe once. I mean,
maybe three times. No more than four. Okay, we're moving on
okay,
to the
we'll
next
move
question.
On
while and, team three gets their
I'm
going to
re-answer these questions in a different way.
Thank you. All right, team one, Anna. Hi. Anna, you can come back. Are you ready for this rebuttal? What does Cassie think your laziest quality is? Look at her
My
face.
Laziest quality?
Yeah,
I want you to know that
you
every
lazy?
Single question, there is a right answer. So she did
there is
answer
a right
this
answer.
Question.
She did.
Is it lazy a quality? I find that question flawed.
yes.
Okay, wait. My laziest quality.
What's the laziest thing
behavior,
you do in your
behavior. Something that you do that somebody says like, that's
behavior.
Lazy that they do that.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
There is a right answer.
Okay, I know, Eric.
There is a right answer.
Is it that? Okay, wait. My original thought that I'm not going to say as my final answer is that I can't post anything on social media without consulting her first. That's lazy of me.
I don't know if that's lazy.
But then my second one is that, kind of in accordance with that I can't make any decisions on my own?
Oof. Okay. So here's the thing. We can't get them all. We can't have
we
them
can't
all.
Get them all.
And that's okay.
Okay.
The correct answer was that you're fucking late. You're tardy. You're tardy.
But hey, listen.
Bitch, you right. I'm constantly half an hour behind.
I honestly can't believe you didn't get this. I literally, guys, I trick her into coming to places at a time that's 30 minutes ahead of when we
yes.
need to be there. Because I don't believe her.
She's done it multiple times. We went to a drive-in movie and she literally told me the movie started at 7 when it started at 8.
That's and we got there on time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Sorry.
Yes, we did.
Jake.
Can we change our team name?
Your team name? What do you want your team name to fucking be?
I know. I want to change the name.
You can think about it. Between this round and your next round, come up with a team name. Jake, this question's for you.
Okay.
If Cecil could make you change something about your life right now, what would he pick?
Clean the fucking room. Are you kidding me?
Done.
Wow, without hesitation.
With the quickness.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
really fast.
There's nothing we fight about more than that.
I found the top of our peanut butter jar that we had been missing under the bed.
Okay, well, that's disgusting. That's absolutely foul.
Chaos.
Yeah,
I refuse to change. So,
Ellis?
Guys, balls in our court, shooting three-pointers,
swish,
baby. Let's go.
Ellis, who would Summer risk it all for? No celebrities and don't use a real name.
Wait, so who would you risk it all for? Can't be a celebrity and can't be like me?
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly, solid question. Solid question.
We love this power dynamic in this friendship.
Who would she risk it all for? A person that we all know.
Who would she risk it all for? It's not a celebrity. It's not a celebrity. So that's the built-in hint. And then if it's someone with a name, you can't use their real name.
Oh. Just say her first boyfriend rather than his full name. We're trying to say.
Gotcha.
The only hint towards the actual answer, though, is that first part. No celebrities.
Okay. Oh, okay. I guess, like, well, it's known fact that men are trash. So I feel like it'd be for, like,
solid.
For, like, cats or her dogs, like Rocky or, like, Wilbur.
Holy shit! You got it right!
Yes!
That's incredibly specific that you would know that. But also, yeah, men are trash.
I was for sure he was going to
I'm really
get
happy
that
you worked that out. I was completely convinced you would get it wrong.
Yeah, it was either that or, like, Pete Davidson, and you can't say Pete Davidson.
Okay, next team. This one's for Cassie. Cassie, Anna just died the stupidest death possible. What did her dumbass do?
Fuck. That's a good question.
Think about it. Take a second. Breathe through it.
The reason this one is hard is because I immediately have something, but I don't know that she would be honest with herself.
Okay, come for me.
You lost us that last point. I'm angry.
I'm sorry. Oh, shit. I'm scared.
You guys got this. I believe in you. Do you need a hint?
No.
Let us know.
I think it would be because this bitch was on her phone, maybe TikTok, I don't know, and she got some sort of accident, perhaps vehicular. Were you driving on your phone or like... There was some sort of challenge on TikTok.
Ding, ding, fucking ding, bitch. The correct answer is that she was doing something for social media.
Yeah!
Social media
I'm
video.
I'm addicted to social media.
Another fucking point.
I have anxiety and depression. Oh, good job, Cassie. You're doing
okay,
better
so
than me.
I'm the good friend.
Sorry.
And you can do anything about
this. I love this. Okay, team two.
No.
We're not going
to
say the
like
fucking
say
word.
Name? Let them
no,
say
do
their
not
name.
Say it. No.
You can
do
say
not,
it yourself.
The stalact.
Oh my god. I did not love it.
Cecil, without using their real name, so like every friendship knows that you have code names.
Not even a code name. How would you describe this most regrettable act? And then if you're, and if it's the right answer, he'll know.
Yeah, he'll know.
If it's X, you said.
X. Yes. But it could be okay. It could be an ex hookup.
Could be a hookup.
Could be an ex-girlfriend.
It's just the last
two.
Person.
It's between two. But we're going to go with poo on the face.
Poo no. on the face?
That
pee on the
happened.
Face? Was it pee?
Hey!
Okay.
The correct answer was golden shower girl.
I was terrified.
I'd also like to note that when he said poo in the face, everybody's jaw dropped.
Yeah, there was no poo involved.
Poo on the face.
There was no poo. There was a lot of pee though.
Hey man, whatever you're into, like
No. It was not me.
He's
it
a
was
freak.
Not me. It won't.
He's
okay,
a freak.
For the record.
Oh, so she
record.
Got the poo on the face.
No, he got the poo on the face. Let's be real clear.
And it was her poo on his face.
No.
Spread all
so
over the body.
The relationship ended very quickly after this because a request was made for me to do something, and I declined that because I was scared if I had said yes, it would
scared.
Have escalated into a dirty situation.
Into poo yeah. on the face.
So it was pee yeah. transitioning to poo.
Yeah, but I said no to pee.
No, he said yes to pee.
Right.
He said yes to pee,
no,
and then he
Cecil's
was like,
lying.
I can't do the poo. I just can't go there.
And now a quick break
okay.
for sponsor Poopery. Thank you very much.
For the record, I swear on the Torah that there was no
on
poo
the Torah.
Or pee.
Oh, nice.
Here we fucking go. Summer, you're up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If Alice ruled the world today, right now, this very fucking second, what would his most dickish power be?
Oh my god.
It's pretty dickish power.
Alice, I'm trying to think of what you would say. Like, I think I know what I think you would do, but like, I don't know what you said. He would make it a law for everybody to remind him that he's hot, not funny, every day.
Wait, I wish.
That's not correct, I mean, that's but golden. I fucking love that answer.
Honorary points.
Iconic, Summer.
Honestly, an iconic answer. Great job, Summer. Yeah, the correct answer was he would give everyone bad allergies. But I like your answer
why would you say that?
I answered that so badly, but I was thinking of like, I don't want anyone to feel bad. What's like the thing that's bad that like wouldn't be bad?
Summer came in with suck,
but like no one would like die.
Bad allergies.
You lost? You gotta step up the game in that friendship. She knew the honest truth. You gotta step it up.
She exposed straight me up for who I really am.
Exactly. She knows straight you better up than you know yourself. All right, team one. All fun and games. We've gone through shit. Shit happens. This is what makes our friendship stronger. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, Anna, let us know. If Cassie could erase one of your shared memories, what would it be? What have we not let go of?
Yeah, what would she want to never remember for the rest of her fucking life?
Cassie and I have had such a gorgeous, beautiful friendship. We have gotten in one fight. One real crying in my car fight. And it is when we played doubles. Two men. And Cassie was playing so fucking bad. And I am such a sore fucking loser. And Cassie was laughing at me being a sore loser. And I was so upset. And it was...
So first of all, this is the correct answer. We're going to let Cassie tap in so she can defend her honor.
It has to be the right answer. Because that is literally the only time we've been at each other.
That's correct. And it scared me.
It scared me too. I was like, are we breaking up?
I wouldn't break up with you. I would never break up with you. What?
Never in my entire life.
I would be alone in this world. I would never break up with you.
Exactly. Completely same.
For the record, I wasn't laughing at her.
You were laughing with her?
I was trying to laugh with her, but she wasn't laughing.
She was not laughing.
Do you understand why I would have interpreted it as laughing at me?
Listen, we've moved on.
That's right.
We've actually become completely at peace with each other
and know exactly where each other's coming from. We have a very healthy communicative relationship.
Healthy wellness.
Guys, we got bagels afwards. Tears were shed.
We hugged. We had bagels. It was amazing.
More importantly, you guys got a fucking point. Next fucking team. Speaking of the fucking devil, Jacob. This question is for you, Jake. What is the stupidest fucking idea Cecil has ever had?
This is amazing.
By the way, let's preface this.
Bye-bye, you can't do that.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, you can't say shit. Now let's go ahead and get into the grammar of it, okay? Idea can be a concept. It can be a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. So I think I know the answer, and this is when made Cecil cry on his birthday because he...
Oh, my God.
It's fucking... He thinks he can be in the NFL, and he still...
Hey, ding, ding, ding! Correct answer!
That's the correct answer! That was it.
You made Cecil cry, you bitch!
Do you have thoughts? Yeah, Cecil, can you tell us about that moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, it got into this deeper thing.
It started with the NFL, though.
Yeah, because he was like, we're sitting there at Mama's shelter. It's his birthday. Everybody's happy. And he's like,
Yeah, and knowing Jake, he's just got to bring it down.
It's this bullshit, like, American just positive thinking. He's like, I could be in the NFL if I really put my mind to it. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then it got into his acting career, and we started talking about that, and it ended in tears.
And then Jake said, you ain't shit, and you ain't never going to be shit.
I don't cry. That's a lie. I don't cry.
You
didn't
cry. And you smashed a wall on Hollywood Boulevard that night.
It was like a concrete wall, so I didn't smash the wall.
Nice.
Nope. I smashed my knuckles.
You know what's important about revisiting this moment is that you got a point.
Team 3. Ellis, if Summer was to murder you in a homicidal rage.
How did you piss her off?
Ooh.
What the fuck did you do to Summer?
What did you do?
He stabbed you right in the throat.
Honestly, throughout our friendship, I don't think we've ever had like a legitimate major fight in our friendship. So I can't think of like one specific thing.
Can I have a hint, like a little direction?
You said hints are okay, right? This is like Jeopardy. I'm gonna call a lifeline.
Yeah, this might happen at a party. Mm-hmm. You might go home with an object that belonged to Summer.
Did I steal her man or something?
My man!
An object? Say the word, steal an object, and he's like, oh, so men.
Another honorable mention, I mean, I love it. Men, he said easy.
Men are objects.
And nothing
they
more.
It's true.
Men are objects.
We can't get them all?
No.
And that's fine.
What was
the correct answer?
Wait.
Was stealing her wine. Her wine.
Oh, her wine. She does like her wine.
Eric, you wanna bring him in?
I do. Okay. So the next question, Team 1, Cassie, we're back at ya.
Okay, I'm ready.
If Anna was to give you permission to bitch slap the living fuck out of one person with zero consequences, who would it be? A.
Oh,
her ex-boyfriend. It's multiple choice, bitch. B. Her ex-best friend. C. Her current friend. Or D. You.
This isn't even a... It's her ex-boyfriend, obviously.
Wow. Dad. She literally texted the words, it isn't even a question, my ex-boyfriend. You literally said verbatim the exact
Extra points.
Here's the thing, though. All of us that know her, we all know.
Yeah.
We all know. I also know that as well. Yeah.
Getting the slap. A little love tap.
People down the street. We know.
Eric Garcetti's like, yes. We know.
Hey.
Love it. Okay. Cecil.
Good job, Cassie.
Cecil, let's round it out. What is the next thing Jake will probably cry about?
Why is he going to cry next?
What's the very next time?
Don't overthink it.
I was thinking short film.
Let's break it down a little bit. Let's get specific. What do you mean by that? Our friend Jake is a director, and he's a writer, and he's making a movie right now. Do you mean the project he is working on, or a short film that he's going to watch?
Oh, he would never cry about somebody else's short film. He would just roast everybody else's short film. But he would cry about his own in a heartbeat. He'd cry about me saying that, like, oh, page 13 is indented wrong, and he'll cry about it.
So here's the thing. I love the fact that you got into so much detail. That's not the correct answer.
Whoa.
It could be. I mean, I feel like he's trying to twist his answer around, I feel like. The answer is, and I quote, a movie. The answer is, and I quote, a movie. Right. The thing he'll cry about next is
a
movie.
Can I make a case for myself?
Yeah, make a case.
Nope.
Yes,
sure,
I can.
Go ahead. Okay, try to convince us. Yeah. Fight for the point.
It is irrelevant that the movie about which Cecil is speaking is my own. Because it is a movie.
Fuck you.
A short film is a
fuck
movie.
You.
By definition, Cecil is correct.
That is like, correct. Actually, Jake does have points.
I think they deserve it. I think they deserve the point.
It's the wrong answer, yep. But
my
if we were to go to court,
you know what?
It would be the right
the
answer.
The only reason that I am going to give you this point, I'm going to give you this point only because you are literally fighting for your lives over
He's
this
fighting
single
for his
point.
Life. Yes.
That's point.
And, like, truly, you probably would have sued me over this, so I'm going to give you this point.
Another point. All right, Team 3. Summer, what is the next thing Ellis will probably call you to complain about?
I literally want to say his allergies, but I can't say that.
We're going to give you a couple more seconds to think.
Let's cut to the core. That was a beautiful response.
We're
going to
give you a couple more seconds to brainstorm is what we're really going to do here.
Okay. Is it a specific mortician?
A mortician?
Who lives in Chicago?
Is it?
Honestly,
that counts as an answer.
I feel like this might be an answer. So the correct answer was boys or being sad / lonely. And is a mortician a boy that you're sad about?
That was psychotic.
Is a boy that you're sad about that's a fucking mortician?
Yes, I was in love with a mortician at one point in my life.
Oh my God.
And I will never forget the mortician.
Never forget. But that counts because that's like calling about a boy.
That's incredibly correct. That's even more specific than we were asking for. Incredible. So we're going to give you a point for that. Way to come back.
Wait. I want to know, what would you say is the next thing that I call you to complain about? I'm just curious.
Wait, you?
Yeah.
You're probably your ass pimple.
You fucking bitch. It's true. That was not the answer that I was thinking, but yes, I probably will.
Do you just have one?
I don't know if it's hemorrhoids or an ass pimple. And
Anna will know.
Okay, girl, you would know because one's on the cheek and one's on the butt.
It's on the crack. It's Jake on the crack.
Hemorrhoids. Yeah, I got hella I got hemorrhoids. They fucking
itch. Jake, I have hemorrhoids too. Severe.
Yo, do you use tuck pads? You gotta use tuck pads.
No, right? I've never used those, but I have hemorrhoid pat wipes.
Yeah, that's what they are. Like cleansing wipes. Yep.
You want to get real nasty? I have like hemorrhoid cream with an applicator that goes in your butt and you squeeze it in your butt.
Yeah, does it have four holes and then you squeeze it? Four of the holes.
I've had to use that before. I've had to use those babies.
I have a question.
Oh, God.
I have a question.
Sometimes they squeeze it out of the butt and pretend like
hemorrhoid
it's raining.
Gang, rise up.
Cassie has a question.
Summer and Cecil, true best friend test. Have you seen your best friend's hemorrhoids?
I mean, you've seen my ass, for sure.
No, not what I said.
No.
The hemorrhoids.
I win!
She wins! Seen my hemorrhoids.
I've looked inside.
I had an external hemorrhoid and I made her look at it.
Correct.
Mine were internal. Horrible. You cannot see them.
Wait, Jake, internal or external? Important.
What does that mean?
Okay, so internal hemorrhoids are when it hurts to poop and like you bleed when you poop. And
Don't reveal my secrets.
External, you can like it can pop. It's kind of like a blood vessel comes outside the butthole.
I don't. You have to feel.
You have
my
to feel.
My ass just fucking itches like a motherfucker right now.
That's something different.
Something different.
It's hemorrhoids.
I was going to say it could be an anal yeast infection, which exists. No. But you're not a girl.
No.
It's hemorrhoids, 100%.
Awesome. Cool. We're in the same boat, my dude.
We can't believe it till we see it. We can't believe it till we see it. Show us your hemorrhoids.
Okay.
This is for
the video viewers only. I'm showing my hemorrhoids.
Me too, guys. Check out my ass.
Oh my God. You guys wish you could see this Zoom. Our hemorrhoids are out. Ew.
You wish you could see it.
Jake, you have a really nice ass, man.
Nice hemorrhoids.
Anna, what does Cassie lie to you about most often? This might be a trick answer, to be honest, so think outside the box.
It's kind of a trick there's kind of a trick answer, and there's a half point opportunity here.
What?
That's right. There's a half point opportunity.
What does Cassie lie about? Okay, I was going to say, I feel like Cassie never tells me, or no. I feel like Cassie, and I'm like, hey, are you good? Like, she seems sad. I'm like, hey, are you good? And she's like, yeah. And
oh
like,
my God, oh, that's it.
Wait a second, that's the correct that's answer. It.
That was the bonus point. Right?
Okay, so the correct answer is, and I quote, I don't lie with 3 exclamation
See,
marks.
That's what I was gonna say, bitch. Cassie, and then like, I prides herself on being fucking truthful.
And then,
I was gonna say
in parentheses, it's she thinks I'd lie about my feelings though.
Literally, I was gonna say you would say you never fucking lie.
I don't.
Honestly,
but then
fantastic.
Sometimes I'm always like, because I'm an empath, I'm always like, bitch, are
like
you
I'm feeling
you're not okay?
Because I'm an empath.
Because I'm an empath.
Okay, next fucking team. We have that point going. Yeah. Let's keep it going. Jake. What does Cecil wish you chill out over? Don't answer too quickly. Marinate.
There's so many things that.
Think about it. What is the opposite of chill?
Probably like making it and like my writing. Like, and him making it. Liking it.
But it's watching.
Okay, that.
I think it's 0.5. Let's give him 0.5. It's not perfect.
Let's give them half a point.
Yeah,
okay,
but it wasn't right.
That,
That counts, the verbatim answer was watching movies and TV shows. So we'll give you half a point.
There's some good stories there.
All right, okay. Team 3, Ellis.
Yeah.
What is Summer's most vain requirement for a fuck buddy?
Oh, like she likes tall men, like someone tall, right?
Ah, quick, done. Easy, I mean, fast, done. There we go.
Butter on bread.
Best friends. That's why I love it. What the correct answer is by verbatim height.
She
she's got
to
be
tall.
She likes
to climb that beanstalk, if you know what I mean. She likes to.
If you know what I mean.
You know, she likes to ride that escalator all the way up. You know,
all the way
start
up
from the bottom. No, we're starting right, from the top. Right. You know.
Oh my god. I've lost you here. I'm not sure where we are, where we're going.
I don't know where I am either. Like, what fucking year is it?
What room am I in? Okay, next question. Cassie, are you there? Beaming to Cassie.
Cassie peed just in time to do this.
I did. I had to pee and I'm done.
And I'm done now. Okay, Cassie, pee lady, pee ma'am.
Hi, pee baby.
We have the poo guys and the pee
ladies.
The
poo guys and the pee ladies.
Stalactites.
Okay.
And then what are we? We'll figure it out, Summer. We'll figure it out.
Cassie, here it is.
I'm ready.
If Anna suddenly started dating a celebrity villain, which would it be? A, Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms. B, Kanye West. C, Roseanne Barr. Or D, Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm going to pee.
Think it. Okay. Think it out.
Immediately, it's between Kanye and Ellen.
Okay.
The issue is, I know what I would say.
Okay.
But you guys are simpatico. You're in each other's brains. You're in each other's minds.
I know, but sometimes she does weird shit, and I'm like, you have to explain yourself. I don't understand.
This happens.
That's true. I often just say things.
First of all, I'd like to say that my answer would obviously be Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of me thinks that this bitch would go, Ellen?
Shut the fuck up.
That's the correct answer.
It's Ellen.
You're wrong for that. I would try to take her job, and I couldn't date a Republican like Kanye.
Yeah, but I don't think Ellen can fuck. You know
I
what I mean?
Fuck Ellen. I would be absolutely like
you
taking advantage of her.
You have to fuck her.
You think she would?
You have to fuck her.
You have.
No. You have to fuck Ellen.
I have to fuck. I want to go back.
No,
to
sorry.
No, it's
don't make me fuck
I'm really happy that Cassie was able to see the fact that you didn't think about this ahead of time.
Fuck. I've dated so many people without touching their privates.
Wait. I have a lot of other questions now.
A lot of more questions. A lot more questions.
What do you mean?
You have to fuck her to her apology video playing in the background.
Yes. That she just released. Thank you, Ellis.
Okay, see, now that I'm actually quite into.
Yeah, that one works. That one works. Okay, so here's the thing.
All right, Cecil.
Can I ask this next question?
Oh, do it.
I desperately want to do it.
Get in there.
Desperately. Okay. This is my favorite question of the fucking game. So we're going to, Cecil Jennings. We're going to play a little twist. I'll say the stalactites this one time. It's a little twist on the game Fuck, Marry, Kill. Except for this game, it's called Fuck. So if Jake was to fuck all of these people, Tucker Carlson, Ben Shapiro, and Ann Coulter, which sex positions, missionary, doggy style, or sex swing, would he choose for each?
Oh my God.
Really think about this.
Okay. There is a correct, again, oh, well, there is a correct answer, so he's already answered these questions with full confidence. Don't say shit.
Let's start with Ann Coulter.
I'll give you 2 out of 3 for this one, by the way. If you get 2 out of 3, you'll get the point.
Right.
Missionary, doggy, sex way. Ann Coulter is going to be... Jake and Tucker went to dinner. They maybe did a podcast or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They're feeling good. They come back to Tucker's place. They start making out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then suddenly, Tucker Carlson has a sex
way. Oh,
and then he fucks Tucker on the sex wing, and then suddenly there's a knock on the door and Ben Shapiro's there, and he says, "Ben, get in here, you bad devil, you." And so then he bends him over and fucks him doggy style. And then he has missionary sex with Ann Coulter. Final answer.
You were so close. You were so close. You had a little bit far.
Fuck.
You had a little bit far. So the correct answer that Jacob chose, and I'll let Jacob explain this in his own words. The correct answer is that he would fuck Ann Coulter in a sex swing. He would fuck Ben Shapiro in a nice, calm missionary position. And he would fuck Tucker Carlson in a really intense doggy style.
Yeah, I mean that's essentially what's going on here, right? So it's like, so Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson, equally shitty people, but Ben Shapiro's Jewish, so that puts him one point in. He's getting a calm missionary while Tucker Carlson's getting loaded from behind.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I will say.
Love it.
When I started thinking about this question, I did think in that direction. I was like, all right, who is he?
Okay, so Cassie and I texted. We thought the original question for them was going to be fuck, marry, and kill everyone in the podcast.
Yeah.
And we actually would like if they did that.
If they fuck, marry, or kill.
Do it right now. Please.
Who would you fuck, marry, and kill in the podcast?
Right now. Please.
Well, sure, I'll do it.
Oh my God.
He's like, well, got nothing else going on tonight.
Wait, no, then I'm gonna get sued. Fuck that.
Sued.
Howard.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
All right. I'll marry Courtney. Fuck Anna, and then kill.
If you kill me, I'll be so upset.
No, I'm not. So it's gonna be either Cassie or Summer, because I don't know either of you guys, God. But I know Anna, and so because Cassie's best friends with Anna, by like inference, I have to.
Oh yeah,
Summer.
That makes sense.
Wow, Summer, you did not make it.
Wow.
Oh my God, Jake, we're gonna fuck.
Wait,
Everything
Anna.
Everything suddenly makes so much
Anna,
sense.
Anna, I really just want to say that like. I think that would be every man's dream. As long as they get one of us to marry and the other one to fuck, we have...
You and I are the dream team fuck, marry combo.
I'd like to say that I so badly wanted to die.
I so badly wanted
to die. Cassie wanted to die.
So badly I wanted to be killed, Jake.
Okay, Courtney, do the next fucking question. We're down
next
to the final
team,
stretch.
Summer. Summer, Ellis is arrested for public intoxication. What was he on?
One beer.
Are you sure?
It could be a trick
water?
Question.
Was he too hydrated?
Honestly, we'll take it. We'll take it. Yes.
The answer is nothing. He was sober.
Yes. And to be fair, I would not get drunk off of one beer. I still would be sober. Mm-hmm.
So it's true. So
beer.
You would be sober.
Because I would drink
that's
it.
True. That's true.
He'd be high online.
You know, a couple hours responsibly according to my, you know, blood alcohol content, my weight, my height.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We love a responsible bitch.
Got it.
Anna.
Yeah.
What is Cassie's most deplorable kink?
What is Cassie's most deplorable kink?
Yeah, duh. Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, duh. Clearly. Easy.
Is it violence?
Oh my God!
Get more.
Can you get a little
get
more
specific?
Specific.
Right. Get more specific,
more specific,
and we'll take it.
More specific. bruises.
Yes.
Oh, wait, where? Anna, where? Anna, where?
Where?
Wait, yeah, where? For, you had half a point.
Anna.
You got half a point. What's where though?
Anna,
are you gonna be mad if I say it?
No.
Ass bruises. Cassie has shown me the craziest ass bruises I've ever seen in my entire life.
I remember when she showed me those at the beach. I forgot that happened until just now.
Amando point.
I'm not ashamed of what I like.
No,
no one's
you
yucking
not
for you. No one would yuck
first time
you.
We met.
Ever.
You should not
I
be,
mean,
honey.
It was the first time I ever met Cassie. And she's like, what is the ass bruises I have on my face?
They're known. They are famous.
I'm really
won't
happy.
Apologize. I won't. Also, violence.
Because it's not always just ass bruises. Those are just the most prominent.
Shut up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Moving on. We have our last two questions here. This is your last question, Team 2. Last question. Team 1.
Stalactites. Let's go, stalactites.
Jesus fucking Christ. Last question, Team 2. Focus in. Jake, if Cecil were to participate in a three-way, which role would he play? A, pillow princess, attention-seeking bottom. B, Beyonce-level diva, performance-obsessed freak bitch. C, Dom Daddy Exhibitionist Heike came prepared with toys.
There's a story I'm thinking about. There's, and he knows the story I'm thinking about.
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking about. I don't know the story you're thinking about.
Okay, so I want to go with A, but I think it's B.
B is correct!
Yes!
Beyonce-level diva, performance-obsessed freak bitch.
All right, last question, babies. Ellis. Oh, Cassie. Cassie has a response.
I'm sorry, I have to know. Guys, you can't fuck at home, huh?
Oh, no, that's
no,
okay.
I do. I've done it before.
In the bunk bed?
No, I've done it before. In the bunk bed? Well, we haven't done it in the bunk bed yet. We haven't done
so
it
so you've
in
never
bunk
had any sexual interaction with the bunk bed?
No, but but Wednesday will be the first experiment.
Oh my! Honey, there's a pandemic.
Jesus fucking Christ. Honey, there's a pandemic, honey.
There's a pandemic, babe.
Oh my okay, God. We're coming out on the last question, guys.
Last and final question. Ellis, you're okay, rounding us yeah out. What is Summer's okay fatal flaw?
Okay, wait. First of all, what kind of whack-ass question is that? Team 1 gets, what's your biggest kink? Team 2 gets, are you like a fucking pillow princess dom top? And then I'm just like, what's like, what's a cute little quirk? It's rigged.
It's rigged. I actually agree that that's not fair. That's not fair.
Do you know what her fatal flaw is? This should be an easy one.
Then it should be simple. Hey, this should be simple. Round it
we're
out.
Feeding you
bring
this
it back full circle. Summer mentioned this in your first question ever. This is one of the answers
true
that she maybe thought it
she's
was.
She's already outed herself.
You think I have a photographic memory? I can remember that far back.
Wait,
in the
I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up for you. So the first question. Okay. The first question was, throw back to high school, you're suspended. What does Ellis think it's for? So.
Oh, she cries a lot.
Okay, we're going to give you a couple more seconds to
there
think.
There was one other
we're
one.
Give you a couple more seconds to breathe.
She dances too much?
Yay!
Hey! She's
we
a dancing bitch.
That's your flaw?
That's the correct answer.
That's what I love the most about you. What are you talking about? I love it when you booty bump around the house.
Booty bump around the house. Listen, you guys. I really thought. I'm honestly surprised. I guess we just did a great job at picking groups. There's essentially a three-way tie. Technically speaking, Jake and Cecil are a half point behind, but something about Cecil just taking one for the team every time one of them wants to get boned and Jake doing the same thing and going to the living room and also out of respect for that woman,
right,
like 0.5 up. Mm-hmm. We're not freshmen of college mm-hmm anymore. We fucking leave the room. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Everybody mm-hmm needs the dick. Everybody needs that shit.
I'm honestly
so
fucking
everybody
shocked.
Everybody only got one dick point wrong.
Do you know how
that
many,
was crazy.
Do you know how many
Eric,
fucking
how
questions
feel
we had? I'm literally fucking shocked. I'm honestly kind of fucking mad at one of you guys for not getting more things wrong.
Wait, so who won?
Like,
okay,
you
so
literally all tied. Like you guys all got like one question wrong.
Look at that.
You guys,
teamwork.
Let's all hug.
I'm
hugging
like,
kids.
Oh, not communists.
And it's
everybody,
weird.
Everybody hug.
Wait. But the real
Jake,
question is, in this three-way tie, are you the pillow princess?
Yeah. Or are you the dog? I would love to know what your answer is.
Yes, Ellis!
Let us know.
Yes, Ellis!
Okay, before we go, I want everyone to go around. You're all amazing, incredible, talented people in Los Angeles and in New York. If you have anything that you guys want to shout out, if you guys have anything that you guys want to promo, we want to get you guys to social medias on the show. So we're going to start with Team 1, our lovely ladies, Cassie and Anna.
I'm not doing anything.
Hell yeah.
But if someone wants to buy paintings from me, I am poor.
Mm. Ooh, so what's your Instagram handle?
Insanely talented, may I add. So good at painting.
Okay,
so good.
Best friends.
My Instagram handle is my last name, Whirlpool.
At Whirlpool.
Is it two R's? Two R's.
Two R's.
Double R, double L.
Oh, I only said one R. Sorry, there's two.
Double R, double L, everybody.
She doesn't know me.
Whirlpool.
I don't know her at all.
And then Anna Banana.
Hi, everyone. You can follow me on my Instagram and on my incredibly huge TikTok.
165,000 followers, let me just say. Probably 70 now, right?
At Scramby Eggs, which is Scramby, which is Scrambi, and then the word egg.
She's truly famous.
I'm an absolute dream.
She's truly famous. Team 2, Jake and Cecil, what do you guys got?
The short film, which I wrote and will be directing and producing, in which Cecil is acting. We're filming in the beginning of November. Yeah, it's gonna be fucking really good.
Hell yeah.
So watch for it when it comes out. What's it called?
Can we follow along?
Yeah.
How can we?
What's it called?
Keep updated. What's it?
Yeah. So it's called Redline, and our cinematographer's coming here in a week, and we're gonna basically shoot a little bit of like a teaser, and then we're gonna then create our social media page and put it all up there.
Hell yeah!
So just follow me, Jake Bistrong, which is my handle, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Do everything Jake said. I just want you guys to be aware of, I didn't get into this early in the podcast when we were introducing ourselves, but Jake and I are from Jacksonville. I just want you guys to be aware of the Jacksonville Jaguars this season.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Let's go. Nobody expected us to be on top. And we're 1-1. Yeah, we've lost one, but we've won one. They all thought we were tanking this season. And I'm just going to say, we have the makings to be a great NFL team. If not this season, I'm thinking 6 wins, then maybe next season.
I'm happy this is how you're spending your time.
Duval!
Team three. Ellis, Summer, give it to us.
I mean, I'm not doing anything crazy because the world's ending and everything's bad. But you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DangerousDad. And I post little shenanigans and a lot of my butt.
Ooh, a lot of his ass.
We love to see it.
I'm in a girl group. It's
yes,
called
she
Seasons.
Is! Woo!
Icon. Icon.
Fucking icon.
Let me just say, every single song that they've ever made is
a bop.
Certified
a
bop.
It, the videos are bops. The songs, bops. I'm dead for it.
It slaps so hard. It's insane. I'm like blasting it.
They're
through
amazing.
Streets in New York and like getting all the Hasidic Jews in my neighborhood.
Jews.
Yes.
We love to fucking
see it. It's incredible.
They
love it.
Our full podcast Instagram is Get Wrecked Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter at Get Wrecked Cast. Don't forget to follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. Also, leave a rating and a review. It really, really fucking helps us. I'm not kidding.
Let us know if you want another set of friends, another team.
Exactly.
It's really
true. We'll bring in a whole new fucking squad.
Well, my drink is out.
My drink
follow
is out.
Coco.bell. Coco with a K, Bell with 4 L's.
We
Eric,
love to see
where
it.
You at? Where
follow me
at
Eric M. Myrick. That's right. Eric and then 2 M's. Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. And then IE_RIC on Twitter. Thanks for getting fucking wrecked with us. And have a wonderful fucking evening. Truly,
we love
truly,
you.
Truly.
We'd
goodbye,
be nothing
goodbye.
Without you. Thank you for embarrassing yourself.
We love you. Bye.
Rock on. Yeah.